I am Takashi Suzuki from Japan Atomic Energy Agency. Today, I would like to talk about the concentration and migration of iodine-129 in the ocean released from the accident of Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Iodine-129 is a natural occurring radionuclide and have been released by the atmospheric weapons testing and the operation of the spent nuclear fuel reprocessing plant. To evaluate the influence of iodine-129 by the accident, it is necessary to understand the level of iodine-129 before the accident. Since the level of iodine-129 in the Western North Pacific Ocean were reported, we discussed the released iodine-129 by the accident based on the situation before the accident. In this presentation, accident-related iodine-129 in surface seawater and iodine-129 in deep layer are discussed. First, I will discuss about the result of iodine-129 in surface seawater. There are some papers which reported the concentration of iodine-129 after the accident. In this paper, the result of surface seawater reported by Suzuki et al. 2013 are introduced.
Because in this paper, the influence of iodine-129 by the accident was evaluated based on the level of iodine-129 before the accident. Shown in figure 1 is the result of iodine-129 concentration in 2008 and 2009. So these were iodine-129 concentration before the accident. The concentration iodine-129 before the accident were around 1 to 10 atmospheres per cubic meter. Shown in figure 2 are the concentration of iodine-129 in April to May, June, August, and October in 2011. So these were concentration of iodine-129 after the accident. The concentration at almost all stations were higher than before the accident. This result indicates that iodine-129 was released by this accident. Next, I will discuss about the result of depth profile of iodine-129. There are some papers which are reported the depth profile of iodine-129 after the accident. In this paper, the result of depth profiles reported by Suzuki et al. 2018 are introduced. Because the migration of iodine-129 by the accident was evaluated based on the depth profile of iodine-129 before the accident. Shown in figures 3 and 4 is a sampling location map and the result of depth profiles of iodine-129 respectively. In figures 3 and 4, shown on square and circles are indicated before and after the accident respectively. For comparison, the depth profiles before and after the accident are shown in the same figure at Kuroshio transition and Oyashio area. The concentration had increased in surface mixing layer at Oyashio and transition area. At Kuroshio area, iodine-129 rich layer was found around 400 to 500 meter water depths. So let me explain this mechanism by figure 5. When the seawater sampling, the Kuroshio extension was meandering. A southern current from transition area occurred by the influence of meander. And then the southern current was subducted under the seawater of the Kuroshio area. Because the seawater density of southern current was higher than that of Kuroshio current area. So let me conclude my presentation that the accident-derived radionuclide is useful for not only understanding the migration of radionuclide, but also investigating the seawater mixing in oceanographic study. Thank you very much.